Afes Daf Pei Zayin. So we got to the very top. The Mishnah begins. We're still talking about Kisa Adam. So the Mishnah says Shachat Velo Kisa. Let's say a person does a Shechita and for whatever reason he didn't do the Kisa Adam. V'ro Acher, and someone else saw that the blood of the Chaya, the blood of the Oaf was still uncovered. Chayiv L'Chasos. That other individual has a Chayiv L'Chasos. Chassam Sofer points out that there's a fundamental difference between the Chayiv on the Shochet versus the Chayiv of anyone else. The Chayiv of the Shochet, as we discussed, is more of a Maisa, it's an obligation on the Shochet himself, that he must do it. It's a Chayiv Begavra, that he says that if a person needs to wear tefillin, Begavra, he has to do the Kisa if he's the Shochet. If it's on everyone else, if everyone else, someone else observes that the dam is uncovered, that's not a chiv on the gavra, that's actually a chiv on the chefta, that the dam must be covered. That's a distinction. So he says the nafkamina is the shochet who has a chiv gavra to do kisei dam, he's not allowed to appoint a shliach, just like a person can't appoint a shliach to wear tefillin for him. But someone else who sees the blood uncovered, his obligation is only the gavra the chefta, so he is allowed to appoint a shliach to ensure that the blood gets covered. But that's the din, that the first obligation is on the shochet, and if the shochet doesn't do it, everybody else needs to do kisei dam. Misha then says, kisov in his gala, let's say you cover it up, and then the wind comes and knocks off the dirt, knocks off the sand, it's now exposed. Potter, you've done the mitzvah once, you've fulfilled your obligation. Potter milchasos. Kiso haruach, let's say the ruach comes, you shechted the oaf, and there's blood, and then the wind comes and covered it up for you, so then the lach is chayv l'chasos, then you would have to cover the blood afterwards. So the Gemara is going to discuss this very din. If it's already covered by the blood, why do you have to go ahead and cover, by the wind, why do you have to go ahead and cover it up a second time? Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, quotes from the Pasuk, it says, v'shafach, Vikisa, that if the blood comes pouring out, then there's an obligation to cover it. So the Gemara darshins Misha Shafach Yichasa, the person who covers it, who spills the blood, he's the one who covers it. But if it's Shachad Velo Kisa, if the guy shechs it and he doesn't go ahead and cover the blood, Vero Acher, and someone else sees the blood is exposed, Minayin Shechayv L'Chasos, how do we know that other individual, that person watching it has to be Mechasit? Shenemar says in the pasuk as well, the Omer Livnei Yisrael, and you should tell Bnei Yisrael to include Azhara Lechol Bnei Yisrael, that everyone else is included in this mitzvah if the Shochet himself doesn't perform the mitzvah. And Gemara now says, Vayter, this is a very, probably the most famous Gemara in Kisei Adam, perhaps up there in all of Maseches Chulin, one of the most famous Gemaras, Tani Idach. The Shafach V'chisa, the pasuk says, the one who spills the blood must cover it, Misha Shafach Hu Yichasenu. Ma'isa be'echa, there's once a ma'isa that happened, she'shachat, a guy shechted it. Yeah. I skipped? Tani idach, the ma'isa says, v'shafach v'chisa, b'ma she'shafach bo, yichasa, that which with he shechted, he caused the blood to spill, that's how he should be mechasit. Fine, what does that mean? So the Gemara explained, shelo yichasenu biregel. He shouldn't use his leg to cover it up. You should use something like a knife or an extension of your hand to cover the blood, but don't use your regel, shelo yichasenu mitzos bezuyos alav. It's disgraceful to step on the blood, even though no one wants to touch your blood and you're dealing with dirt or sand. We don't use legs, that's called mitzos bezuyos. This Gemara also appears in Masech HaShabbos, you might remember, in the sugyas of Chanukah, it comes up there as well, that we treat mitzvahs with respect. Okay, that's another drush we learn from this. Use your hand or something more respectable to do it. Rashi says, b'mashe shafach, which is biyado, some type of part of the hand. I don't know how lemaisa they do it nowadays, but I imagine they don't use their feet to cover up the blood. Gemara now says another braisa, tani idach, v'shafach v'chisa mishe shafach hu yichasenu. The one, meaning the shochet, who caused the blood to spill, he's the one who should go ahead and cover the dam. So Ma'isa Be'echa, there's once an event, Sheshachat V'kitim Chavero V'chisa. What happened was, Reuven shechted it, but Shimon said, great opportunity for a mitzvah. Shimon jumped in, and he covered the blood instead of Reuven. So came along of a chayavo, Rabbi Gamliel, Litein Lo Asar Zehuvim. Rabbi Gamliel came along and says, you just stole that guy's mitzvah. You owe 10 Zehuvim to Reuven for stealing away his mitzvah. There's a big, big discussion in the Rishonim, what exactly is the nature of this Asar Zehuvim. The Rif has 2 days. The Rif says, it's a knas, it's a penalty, that's all. That you stole someone else's mitzvah, not a right thing to do. They penalize him with 10 Zehuvim. Others say, actually, Me'ikir Adin. That is the actual value of a mitzvah is Asar Zehuvim. What's an afkamina, whether it's a kanas or whether it's Asar Zehuvim? There are a number of them. Number one is whether or not if a guy's moda, the knas, he's potter. So if Shimon came along and stole the mitzvah, I say, I stole his mitzvah, he's off the hook, doesn't have to pay. But if we view this as a value of the mitzvah that he took, so you can't admit, you can admit, but it's not going to help you, you still owe the money. That's one nafkamina. Another possible nafkamina is the Rambam talks about other cases where a person stole someone else's mitzvah. So he gives an example based on the Gemara. Let's say Reuven has an ox that was the verdict from the Bezdin that you have to kill this ox. This shore was a niskal. It killed some person, you need to kill it. So Shimon came along and shot the shore in the head before Reuven had a chance to kill his own ox. So he stole the mitzvah of carrying out the Mises Bezdin on his own shore. So Rambam says, what's the penalty for stealing this mitzvah? Whatever Chachamim decide. So, and then he concludes, Rambam says, there are those who hold that's Asar Zehuvim across the board. So the question becomes, when the Gemara here gives Asar Zehuvim for Kisei Dam, is this the same value for every mitzvah? Or it's depending whether Chachamim feel necessary given the case. So there are many ways to explain that machlokus in the Rambam, whether it's Asar Zehuvim across the board, or it's depending what Chachamim decide. But at least the Gra's understanding is it depends on whether it's a Knas, or whether it's a Mikra Din. If it's a Knas, so it depends on the circumstance. If this is much penalty, that much penalty, you could adjust it, depending how bad the violation is. But if it's a Mikra Din, the understanding is all mitzvahs are the same. There's no Schar Mitzvah that changes. In this world, at least, there's Ein Schar Mitzvah, so they all have the same value, so that was why there some say that it's a Sar Zehuvim across the board, because it's Me'ikr Adin. So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Let's go weiter now. The Gemara says as follows. They ask an interesting question. Ibari lehu, schar mitzvah o schar bracha? When the guy took the, we mentioned yesterday, I didn't remember, but you reminded me afterwards, there was a bracha, there is a bracha on Kisei Adam. So when this guy went ahead and stole the Kisei Adam, was the Asar Zehuvim for stealing the mitzvah? Or because he stole the bracha away? Which was the Asar Zehuvim going on? Okay? So what's the difference? We see from here, by the way, the fact that even weighing this possibility, the bracha could be on the same level as the mitzvah, shows you how important brachas are. All the time we say, the Gemara tells us that a cheresh shouldn't do a separate chuma, because he can't say bracha. So what? Let him separate chuma. He can at least do the ma'isa, because we see that the bracha is very, even though bracha may only be midirabanan, it still is very essential to the mitzvah. So what's the schar, what's the asar zehuvim? Is it because he stole the schar mitzvah, or because he stole the schar bracha? The mai nafkamina, who cares? He stole both. He took the bracha and he took the mitzvah. The Gemara says, the mai nafkamina, the birchas hamazon, because the birchas hamazon is one mitzvah, yet it's four brachos. So iyamris, if you're going to say schar mitzvah, well then birchas hamazon is mitzvah achas, it's only one mitzvah, he only owes asar zehuvim. But iyamris, schar birchas bracha havayan, then arbaim, then he would owe 40, since there were four different brachos that were there, so he should owe asar zehuvim for each bracha. Four brachos times 10 is of course going to be 40. So,
because he's just doing, he's moisting him.
No, he wasn't appointed a shliach, though. He wasn't appointed a shliach. There's a fascinating discussion in the Rush in the back here, in the Ketzos, and the Orzaru, and the Ramah. It's not for now, but it's a big, big discussion about a bris milah. Let's say the father is a mo'el, and the father, does the father of the Avi Ben, does he have to appoint, is he allowed to, firstly, if he's a mo'el, to appoint a shliach? The shliach's work. And let's say some other guy does the milah instead of him. They get into a whole big discussion about shlichas by bris milah or not. But in the end of the day, if I didn't appoint him a shliach, then he can't do my mitzvah. He can't just become a shliach all automatically.
So then he didn't take away the mitzvah, because he can still bench.
No, let's say he led the benching.
Right.
Let's say he led the.
We're talking about leading the
benching. Yeah. Obviously, you can't take my personal benching
right.
away, but
just
in terms of.
Away from
yeah.
The
yeah. When it comes to Mila, actually, there are a lot of Molim or Makbid that you Mimana the Mashliach and do some type of Maisa Kinyan to make the Mashliach. But without that, if the Mol does my Bris Mila without being my Shliach, it may not work. He might be stealing works. My child has a Mila, but he may have stolen my Mitzvah without my formal permission.
So, paying him and giving him money, that's not enough.
I'm not sure. I don't know Mino Shliach is enough. I'm not sure. Could be. They usually pay only afterwards, anyways. At least the ones I've dealt with. So they actually bring this Gemara here. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, really in the Achronim, whether the Birkas HaMazon is one mitzvah or four mitzvahs. The four brachas, or maybe three brachas, the Deraisa. So is it one or multiple mitzvahs? And they prove from this Gemara, it says mitzvah achas hi. So take a look at, before we get to the answer here, whether it's a din of the bracha or the mitzvah, there are two interesting tosafim to do here. Look at Tosafot Yemaskel, the Chayavo Rabban Gamliel, that one. So Torah says, so the Tosa says, Chayavo Rabban Gamliel, Litein Asar Zehuvim, Lo Hayayachol Liftor Atzmo, B'mashayah Nosin La'of Acher Lishchot. So maybe the guy who owes 10 gold coins, you know what? Take the bird. You do Kisadam. Here's another bird. Here's another opportunity. I don't want to pay you 10 gold coins. That's a hefty sum. Here's a bird. You do Kisadam and my bird. Says Tosus, that doesn't work. Why? Because the Zos mitzvah acheresi. That's a different mitzvah. The first one is already gone. That's the history. So to replace it with a second mitzvah, that's a whole other concept. It's a muvas, it's a mistake that's impossible to fix anymore. It's lost cause forever. Nowadays, we can't implement the din of asar zehuvim. The milsa, the less bechisarim kiss, the law of din on shlichosayu. Based on sugis and achova, we can't implement penalties anymore. Fine. V'echad, you read further interesting tosas now. V'echad she'amed b'makom chaveiro likro b'torah potter. Let's say a guy stepped up and someone else is called to lane, or someone else is called for an aliyah. And Reuben was called up and Shimon came in and Shimon took the aliyah. B'lav ha'taima, v'afil tafetz, so still, that without that reason, v'afil tafetz mafkina minei, b'shem dechulon chayavim b'kriyas ha'torah. So what he's saying here is that Reuben was called up and Shimon went instead. It might happen to Andy, I don't know. There's Rabbi Leewitz has a ma'isa that he heard that once a person paid a lot of money, Simchas Torah, for an aliyah. So Reuven paid a lot of money. And then they called up Reuven, and then Shimon went up instead as a joke. And Shimon took the aliyah. And Reuven wasn't sure what was going on exactly. Like, what do you do? So then afterwards he went, why do you call up Shimon and not me? Or something crazy happened. So the question is, does Shimon owe the money that Reuven spent for the Simchas Torah aliyah? And does he owe asar zehuvim in theory because he took someone else's aliyah? And the halacha says Tosos is no, since we're all chayv in the kriyas haTorah, there is no concept of stealing someone else's aliyah, someone else's kriya. And he goes on further, v'peyish riva v'afilu amar b'makom kohen. Even if you go in place of a kohen, if I as a Levi or you as Yisrael take the first aliyah as a kohen, that too is not a problem. D'hod d'darshinon v'kidashu l'chol d'var k'bedusha l'ftoach rishon l'varach rishon. That's all in a smachta. It's not a deraisa to have to be mechabed the kohen first. We do it. We're machmir on it. But that's only in a smachta, in which case you wouldn't have to owe any asar zehuvim to that kohen. The next Tosos is also interesting. Tosos talks about, he asks the question at the end, it's a short Tosos here, but what about the Birchas HaGefen? We say a Gefen at the end, so really there's five brachas as part of benching. You make a brach on the kos. The four brachas is the benching and the brach ala kos. The Tosos answers, but since there's a man d'amar that you don't need to have a bracha ala kos for benching, so there's only four brachas. That's what Tosos says.
So the previous Tosos, he says, the reason is because that the leis b'chisaron kis, right? That today we don't have dina.
Right.
So obviously he holds that it's not a knas because he would have said that today
Ah, very good. Good raya, yeah.
That we don't, there's no knas in today. So
very good, excellent.
That.
Yeah, great raya from Tosos, 100%. Yep. Okay, fine. So let's go weiter. Gemara now says, so we're trying to prove whether or not the Asar Zehuvim is going on the mitzvah or it's going on the brachos. The Gemara says, Tashma damar lehahu mina, certain men said to Rebbe, Mish yatzaharim la bara ruach, the creator of the mountains is not the same one who created the wind. Umisha baruach lo yatzaharim, there are two different gods in this world. Dechseva, kihine yotzaharim uvari ruach, there's a yotzaharim, and there's separately a vari ruach. So Amr Le Shota. So he says back, you're such a Shota because Shapil is safe for the crowd. Go to the end of the Pasuk. Finish the sentence. It says Hashem Tzvakos Shimo. And who is the Bari Olam? Who is the one who is Yotze Harim Bari Ruach? It's Hashem Tzvakos Shimo, the same exact being. He created both of them. So Amr Le Nakatli Zimna Tzlasa Yoma. So the Min says, okay, give me 3 days to respond to you. Umahadran Lecha, I'll come back and report back. Tiyufta, I'll give a kasha to your shot in this pasuk. Okay, so what happened was Yas the Rebbe Tlas Tanaisa. So Rebbe fasted for 3 days. He wanted to make sure that everything would go well. Kiyava Kabai Mivra, when he wanted to become healthy, he wanted to strengthen up after fasting for 3 days. Amrile, they said to him, Mina Kaya Baba, that min came back. He's at the front door. So Amr, so he says the pasuk in Tilm tells us Vayinu Bibarusi Rosh. When it comes your meal, something comes to ruin, it makes it bitter, ruins your meal with something bitter. I'm about to sit down and eat after fasting 3 days, and this annoying shota comes to my doorstep. So Amar Le Rebbe, so the min says to Rebbe, Mevasa Tovas Anilecha, I'm telling you some good news. Lo Matza Tshuva Oyevcha, your enemy didn't find any response. V'nafla min Agagu Meis, he jumped off the roof and died. Okay, so that's the Maisa. So Amar Lo, Ritzon Chashatisod Etzli, So Rebbe says, now to the Mevasser, so this is Mevasser, this is, I think there's like a different person between here. Like there's a middleman who said that the, you know, I guess the one who says that there's a, the min was at the door because the min already died now. So he says to him, "Return chashatisoli." So Etzli Rebbe invites the mevaser, come sit down, and have a meal with me. Amar lo, the individual says, "La'acha she'achlu v'shasu." So they ate, they drank, and afterwards, Amar lo, Rebbe tells the mevaser, "Kosher bracha ata shosa or arbaim zuvim ata notel." What would you like? We want to make the kosher bracha, or say amen to my bracha, or do you want to go ahead and take a sar dehuvim, which is the value of the sar mitzvah? And if you look at Rashi to explain what's going on here a little bit more, Rashi says here, "Arbaim zuvim schar arba brachos she'ana acharem amen." We rather say amen. So you want the kosher bracha, or you want to say amen, which has the value of a sar's arbaim zuvim rather. So the Gemara says, Amr lo kosher bracha nishosa, I want to drink the kosher bracha. So yatz sabas kol v'amra kosher bracha shava arbaim zuvim. So we see from here that the kosher bracha of benching is the worth of 40 zehuvim. So we see from here that it's for the bracha, it's not on the mitzvah. That's the proof. And as a side point, it concludes the Gemara here. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak adayin yeshna l'osa mishpacha ben gdolei rome. That to family, that mevaser who reported the good news to Rebbe about the min, they still live amongst the Roman government. And karen osa mishpachas bar lianus. That's the name of that that family. The Gemara now goes back to the Mishnah, back to the topic of Kisui Adam, Kiso v'nisgala. So what happens if the Shochet covered the blood properly? The wind came along and exposed the blood. The Mishnah says you are potter from having to recover it. So Amar le Rav Acha b'rei de Rav, le Rav Ashi, ma'ishna me'ashavas aveda, damar mar hashev afilu me'apamim. How come when it comes to Shavas aveda, Ruvain loses his glove, you return it, he loses again, you return it. You return it as many times as he loses it. So why don't we say, as many times as the blood gets exposed, you should continue to recover it. So Gemara says, Amar le hasam lo k'siv mi'uta. By Hashavas aveda, there is no pasuk that excludes additional returns. Hacha k'siv miuta v'chiseyu. V'chiseyu means like it. Sounds like you're doing it, only one time, to the exclusion of additional times. But there is no such miut by Hashavas Aveda, and therefore we darshan Hashava afilu mea pa'amim. Then the Mishnah said, kisaha ruach. Let's say the blood was covered by wind, meaning the wind took the dirt and covered the blood. So the Mishnah said, you're chayv still to cover it. So how are you chayv? You already covered it. Well, the wind already covered it. So Amar Rabba bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu elo shechazav niskala. Ah, the wind came and moved the dirt over it, so you're potter. But then the wind and came moved the dirt off it, now it's exposed, so then you have to cover it since a person never covered it in the first place. About lo chazav niskala, if the wind never removed the dirt after first covering it with dirt, if it's a lo chazav niskala, potter milchasos, enachanami, you would not have to cover the blood. Now this gets really to the core of the two dinim of Kisei Adam. Number one, Kisei Adam is there's a mitzvah that the blood be covered, and there's a second element that there's a chiv gavra. So really there's a chiv gavra that I have to cover the blood. But the reason why I'm put there when the wind covers it is because it's already covered. But when the wind exposes it, since it was never done by me, then I have to cover it. So there's a din in the gavra and there's a din in the chepsa as well. The Gemara says, but wait a second. V'chi chazav niskala mai have. So who cares if the blood was exposed? Once the mitzvah was pushed off, don't we say mitzvos dechuyos? That once you no longer could do the mitzvah, that something became possible, you don't have to fix it anymore. So the Gemara talks about in Sukkah, right, about hadasim, if there's a little fruit on top of the dasim on the top that makes it puzzle, and you can't pluck it off anymore because once it's already dicho, you can't rehabilitate it anymore. So once the blood was covered by the wind moved the dirt over, there's a dicho mitzvah, the mitzvah is, I'm exempt from the mitzvah, and you can't rehabilitate that mitzvah again. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa Zosameris. This tells us that we don't hold that way. Meaning, ein dichoy eitzah mitzvahs. That there is no concept of dichoy. Meaning, even though there was a moment in time where you were putter, we don't say you're putter forever. You're putter momentarily. But if a scenario happens where it's now chayiv, so then you can be re-obligated, if you will, with that mitzvah. So then,
here clarifies that it was only given for korbanos, but not regular mitzvah.
Ah, right. Chanan HaMitzri, I think, is the opinion. Chanan HaMitzri, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, so the halacha is, let's say you have two cups, you have the blood for the Sar Lazaza, Sar Lashem. So what happens is you first shech the Sar Lashem, you have the blood all here, and the Sar Lazazel drops dead. So then the halacha is, since that doesn't have a counterpart anymore, you have to spill the blood out, we have Yesh Dichu B'mitzvos. Chanan HaMitzri, I think, argues and says, even by that case, Ein Dichu B'mitzvos. But that's the only instance it's saying that it possibly can exist. Okay. The Gemara then says, but why? How is that different? Meditani, the following brisa that tells us, Hashochev and Nivla Dam Bekarka, Chayv Lechasos. The Mishnah, the brisa says, if you shecht it, and the blood goes right, absorbs right into the ground, you have to cover. Why do you have to cover it? If it's already absorbed in the ground, isn't that the same thing as the Ruach was Mechasa and your Pater? And the Gemara says, no, that case of Nivla Dam Bekarka is a Hasam Kisharishimo Nikr, where you still see the streaks of blood. Our Mishnah is where the dirt covered it entirely, the Ruach pushed the dirt over it so nothing remains. That's when you're Pater. This price is, but even though the blood was Nivla, it's still recognizable. So as long as it's still recognizable, there is a Chiv of Kisei Hadam. Okay, the end of the Amud here, the last Mishnah, this Mishnah, the last two lines says that Dam Shinis Ari B'mayim. Let's say your blood that's mixed with water. So now do you view that as blood or is that viewed as water and Pater from Kisei Hadam? So the Mishnah tells us that Im Yesh B'maros Dam, if it still looks like blood, the water, there's not so much water, so then Chayv L'chasos. If it looks like blood, so then it has a din of blood. Nisari B'yayin, let's say the blood is mixed with wine, so then I guess depending on red or white wine, but we view whatever color the wine is as Ki'ilu Hu Mayim. Now, as a side point, did anyone here know that white wine, I gave a show yesterday in white wine and red wine, and I assume that red wine came from red grapes and white wine came from green grapes. And I just got an email this morning that someone who listened to it said, no, it depends whether the skin's there or not.
Exactly. So they don't not in all cases. Oh. Many of the white wines, they just remove the skin. And it's, it's red, but it removes the skin. And some of them, it's really green grapes.
Uh-huh.
But
okay.
In many cases, it's not.
But I was correct to a certain extent. Sometimes they use green grapes for a while. Okay.
Most cases, they don't. Uh-huh. Because it's sweeter than the other.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So I learned something new this morning. So now the halacha is nisari b'yayin. If the wine and blood mix together, so it's hard to do this. But the way you have to view this is roen osok ilu humayim. Try to envision the wine if it were water, and if it were water, would it still have the same color? Because if it's wine, or at least red wine, it's going to still look like blood. So the question is, if it were to be water, would it still look like blood or not? And then that would have the din. If it looked like blood, it would be chayv and kisei adam. If it wouldn't look like blood, it'd be pater from kisei adam. What happens if the blood is nisari v'dam behema? We know adam behema is pater from kisei adam. So now you have dam chaya mixed with dam behema, or the other scenario the Mishnah says on the top of Amud Beis, oh b'dam chaya, which is dam chaya before it was shechted. The only chiv of covering the blood is after it's been shechted. But blood that came out before, you have a chaya that got a cut. So when it's walking around, the animal's a fine animal, there's blood just dripping from it. There's no mitzvah of kisei dam. It's only after there was a shechita, so you have to do kisei dam. So let's say the dam of a shechted chaya was mixed with dam of a live chaya. So then the same halacha is roen osok ilu hein mayim. You have to, again, view that external liquid, whatever that's water, wine, blood of a behema, or blood of a live chaya, that always has to be viewed as water. And if it were to be water, would it still look like blood or not?
So here it says that the Rambam explained this Mishnah as it's dam shechita shel chaya tmeya.
Chaya tmeya. Okay, that's also interesting.
Yep. It's not pashat shat, but...
It could be. I mean, either one. It's right. Unclear what it means. It's dam chaya. I would have thought meant a regular.
Yeah.
I'm not sure even if that's pashup shot either. I mean, that also takes explanation. The Mishnah is very unclear. Dam chaya. So then the Gemara says, the Mishnah says rather, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ain dam mevata dam. Blood can never be mevata other blood. Meaning, I don't care how much dam behema is mixed with the dam chaya is always going to be acknowledged, and there's always going to be a mount, there's always going to be a chiv of kisei adam. So then the Mishnah says, dam hanitas v'shal hasakin chayv. So let's say blood, when you shech the animal, those who are zochah to see it squirts all over the place. It makes a big mess. The dam hanitas that's on the walls, or the dam that's still on the sakin, there's also a chiv to be mechasa that dam as well. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Amasai, when is this all true? Bizman she'ein sham dam elahu. That's only if the only blood there is a dam that's, it wasn't a bloody shechita. You shech the bird, so not so much blood came out. So if there's only blood on the sakin, and there's blood that on the wall, only then do you have to start scraping it off and do kisei adam. About yesh sham dam shelohu pater milchasos. But if you had blood of the bird, so then if you do kisei adam with the regular bird, you don't have to start scraping off the knife and getting the dam anitas on the walls. That's only if there's no other blood. Meaning there should always be a kisei adam. So normally the blood just drips and you just do that kisei adam. The only time again you have to scratch off from the knife is if there's no other blood other than that one, according to Rabbi Yehuda at least. So the Gemara now quotes a Mishnah. This Mishnah appears in Maseches Zevachim. Tanan Hasam. Damshin is ari b'mayim. If you have blood that gets mixed with water. Now this is talking about the lachas of karbanos, of sprinkling blood on the mizbech. So we know we have to take the blood of a zevach and we're zorik it on the mizbech. So let's say that blood gets mixed with water. Im yesh bo maras dam, if it looks like blood, so kosher. It's acceptable as a zrikas dam. Nisari b'yayin, if it gets mixed, if the blood of the carbon is mixed with wine, then roen osa kilu humayim, then you view it as being water. So, meaning if the wine were to be water, would it still have the red color of dam or not? Nisari b'dam b'hema, o b'dam achaya, it's pretty much the same as our Mishnah right here. It might be identical, actually, that if it gets mixed with dam b'hema, or, wait a second, it should be dam achaya, really. What's dam behema here in this case? Because dam behema, I guess a different dam behema, but gets mixed with the dam behema chulin, it says here. So you have the dam of kachim mixed with dam chulin. Or the dam achaya, we know a dam achaya is never brought as a carbon, so mixed with some external type of blood, roon osok ilu humayim, you have to again envision that external blood as if it were water. And if it were to be water, would it change the color of the blood? Rabbi Huda comes along and says again, Omer Ein and Dam Vata Dam, I don't care what type of external liquids are here, whether it's water, wine, blood of a behemah chulin, blood of a chaya, we always say the dam can be mevatel other dam. I guess it's only shaykh to the last case of dam and dam. Dam and dam. Right. Exactly. Mean, so it's a case, at least the dam and dam case, since min bimino in a batel, he says. So by the last case of dam behema of a chulin, or dam chaya mixed with dam of a carbon, there is no bittel, and you would always have to do and fulfill the mitzvah of zrikas adam. So that's the mission in Masechet Zvachim. So comes along, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Shanu Ella. There's only true. It's very important how the direction of whether which way blood falls into water or water falls into blood. Meaning what? Lo Shanu Ella Shenaflu Maim L'Toch Dam. It's only true that when water falls into blood, that we say that each time the water falls in, the water becomes batel, rishon batel, tipa tipa, it's all batel, until it no longer looks like blood. So that's when this whole halacha, this whole discussion is true. Aval, but the opposite case, if it were enough adam l'toch mayim, if blood falls into water, rishon batel. Each time a drip of blood falls into the water, it's going to be batel. And then we would say, even if at the end of the day there's so much blood in there, it ends up turning into looking like blood, we say once the mitzvah was nidche, it was nidche lagamrei. So that's what it says. Again, so just to be clear, this whole discussion of whether it looks like blood or looks like water, that's only relevant if the blood is on the bottom and water is dripping into the blood. Then we have to figure out which one's more. But if water's on the bottom and blood's dripping in, so each time a drip of blood falls in, we say, oh, that's so small, it's batel, batel, batel. And even if so much blood eventually fell in and it looks like blood now, we say it's a batel gamri, because since when the blood initially fell in, it was nidcha from the mitzvah, we can't ever rehabilitate that blood. So that's the first understanding. That's this understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. Amr Rapapa says, however, linen kisoy eino kain, because ein dichoy eitam mitzvahs. Like we saw in Amr Aleph, this is what Ricky had said, that's only true of karbanos. In the world of kachim, do we say yesh dichoy by karbanos? But in the world of regular mitzvahs, such as kisoy adam, there we don't say it, in which case, if the blood drips into the water, if it eventually turns into blood, we say, oh, now it looks like blood, we can rehabilitate all the blood that's there, and there would be a mitzvah of kisoy adam. Gemara now says, halfway down the Amud here, Amr Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Kol Mara Adam Mumis, all blood, all red-looking blood, is Mechaprin, is going to work as Zrikas Adam. And Machshirin, we know one of the seven Mashkim is Dam, blood is one of them. If the food comes into contact with one of the seven liquids, so now that food is susceptible to Tumah, if a person whose mace touches it, or a sheretz touches it, or a nevela touches it, becomes Tumah. So we know there's water, there's blood, there's dew, there's honey, there's oil, and wine, and so on. So one of them is blood. So we're saying if the blood looks red, it's Mechaper and Karbanos, it's Machshir foods for Tumah, and it's also Chayav and Bekisa, there's a requirement to cover the blood with dirt or sand. So Gemara says, "My Kamash Shmuel, what's the chiddush of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel? We already know this. Mechaper and Tanina, we have a mission we just brought from Zvachim, which tells us if it looks like red blood, you can be mechaper. Chayav Mekisrei Tanina, we have the mission here in Maseches Chulin that tells us that's the criteria for Kisrei Dam, whether it looks like blood. So what's Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel coming to add that we don't already know?" And the Gemara says, "Machshirin Itzrichlei," to tell us that not only by Mechaprin and by Kisadam, but even by Machshirin the food, red, how do you define dam? If it looks like red, if it looks like blood. The Mara says, Machshir Nami. Yeah, that's obvious by the case of Machshirin as well. If it looks like blood, of course it's Machshir. You don't need Shmuel to tell me this. Why? Because Ida Machshiri Michshar, Imai Achshiri Michshar. Red and water, blood and water together, each one on their own is Machshir. Whether it's water, whether it's blood, we don't care if it looks like blood. If it doesn't look like blood, so then it looks like water. And water is Machshir just like blood is Machshir. So you don't have to teach me a din of blood and water mixing together as Machshir food. So what's the Chiddush there? And the Gemara says, Lo tzricha shetamdu b'megshamim. We're talking about where the blood was mixed with rainwater, and there, since rainwater is not going to be machshir, so then that's the chiddush. So as long as it looks like blood, it will be machshir. But rainwater is not machshir. Gemara says, rainwater is not machshir. Megshamim is water. Megshamim nami. Kevin deshaka v'rami achshavinu. Since you caught the rain with a kli, that shows you want it, and you pour it onto the food. Meaning rainwater is water. That's water. That's a machshir. The question is whether you wanted the food to come into contact with water or not. The pasuk says ki yutan. Yutan means you give it that the rain hit the water biratzon. You wanted it to be there. If it just happened to someone poured water onto my food accidentally spilled, that's not machshir. It's not about touching water, about the kavana of the water touching it. So since I caught the rain in a cup and I put it onto my mixed with blood, that means I wanted the rainwater, and that's machshir, and blood is machshir. So what's the chiddush by machshirin? So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about lotzricha shenismedu me'alein, when the rainwater came without me knowing. So then, that's the case, the rainwater, since there was no kavana, there's no ratzon, the rainwater is not able to be machshir. So that's the chiddush. We're teaching it by here, that the blood is only machshir if it still retained its color. Rabbi Asi comes along in the Harval, that's where he came from, Omer, b'talasa d'damam. Now the chiddush here is when the red is very tzul, very clear. What do you mean the blood is very clear? So Rashi explains if the dam, if the blood begins to congeal and solidify, so what happens is the water, there's like a light pink tzul around it. You know, when certain things become frozen, so it separates the liquid, like milk, liquid can separate. So when blood congeals, so apparently there's a very light pink or whitish liquid on the outside. So the question is that light pink, is that going to be machshir as well? And the halacha is though that too has halachas of machshir. And also it goes on to say that Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti Amar Anush Kares, if one were to eat blood, for eating blood there's a chiv kares, so this dam tzala would also be called, would be a violation of kares, as long as it hud ika kazayis, at least there's a kazayis of the blood there. And Masisa Tana mitamin ba'ol, it's also able to be mitami ba'ol, tumas mace, that comes from a dead body, as long as hud ika revius, as long as it has a shear of revius, it's able to be mitami ba'ol, even though it's this dam tzala, this very light, clear pink color blood.
But the case is what? That